I hate going to the dentist. There's all those weird sounds in that water squirter. I wish I could skip it.
You may not love the dentist, but it's important to have a good attitude when you go. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. I'm thrilled that you're listening today. We'll get started. Is there something that you absolutely, no doubt about it, 100% do not like to do? Maybe for you it's taking a shower, or getting all dressed up, or going to the dentist. You know, having a good attitude about doing those things is part of being a Christian. When the Apostle Paul was writing to his friends in Philippi, he said this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Do everything without complaining and arguing so that no one can criticize you. Our story today is called Overflowing Love. Jacob and his little brother Danny squished and squashed in cool mud with bare toes. It sounds like the thing at the dentist that sucks your spit, Danny said gleefully. He pulled his foot out of the mud and stuck it back in with a satisfying squelch. Don't remind me, Jacob said. My appointment's tomorrow. I hate the dentist. He backed up from the big mud hole in their yard and then ran straight toward it. The dentist can just take this, he yelled and slipped across the mud on his belly, sliding past Denny. The boys were soon slip-sliding through the mud, pretending to race in the Olympic skeleton event. Several minutes later, Mom called the boys inside to clean up. Jacob showered first, then Mom drew a bath for Danny. As the water ran, Mom called, Jacob, please watch your little brother. I'll be right back. Watching Danny scoop water and pour it out again gave Jacob an idea. Watch this, Danny, Jacob said, and he lodged a container under the faucet. Danny stared, fascinated, at the roaring water filling the container and spilling over into the bathtub like a fountain. This faucet is kind of like God, Jacob said. How? Danny asked, wide-eyed. God fills us with His love, and then we're so full, the love spills right out, Jacob said. I learned a verse that says we love because God first loved us. Now I'm going to remember that verse whenever I see a faucet. Does the water squirter at the dentist count as a faucet? Mom asked, entering with a stack of fresh towels. Jacob groaned. Do you have to remind me? I'd finally forgotten. Forgetting doesn't fix our problems. What if you remembered what you told Danny about God's overflowing love instead? At the dentist? Mom, God's love is the last thing I think about there. Some people are just impossible to love. Maybe you need to get closer to the faucet, Mom suggested. Jesus showed His love for us when He died on the cross for our sins. The more we receive His love through His words in the Bible and from His people, the church, the more prepared we are to overflow that love to others. She smiled and ruffled Jacob's hair. Even the dentist. So, what about you? Who is the impossible to love person in your life? The Bible says we love because God first loved us. You can't love anyone well until you're filled with God's love for you. So let Him fill you with His love. Spend time talking to Him and learning more about Him in His Word. And spend time with His people, other Christians. Those are good ways to remind yourself how much He loves you. Our key verse is 1 John 4:19.
We love because He first loved us.
And our key thought today, overflow with God's love. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I really want to help answer it. Your question could also be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Send your questions today when you go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, my name is Zach, and we'll see you next time on Keys for Kids.